Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to one and all within the sound of our voices coming to you from America's friendliest ballpark. This is WEEI Afternoons. I'm Base Ballerson, your voice du jour here at Fenway Park in anticipation of another Red Sox-Yankees game. Hi, how are you, everybody? Nick Stevens, your old pal Fitzy, alongside the living legend of Mego, Miss Megan Onilini, and of course the Ball Hawk.
Hey.
Dan Ball here with us at our Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. And every time we broadcast from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, we're very appreciative to our sponsor, Ford, because, of course, your New England Ford dealers in F-Series, you got to hurry in for your chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. It is a lovely pre-summer's day down here at America's oldest and friendliest ballpark, Fenway Park. Lansdowne Street right now, the fans are already starting to churn out, except also I think before the show got underway today, I think we saw it. Was that a bridal party or a bachelorette party that was congregating outside our windows?
I think it's some kind of like Linda Henry event that she does every year, to be totally honest. Because I've seen it's always like one day of the year there's a group of fancy ladies.
Yes.
Who are walking around with presents outside. It's got to be some sort of.
Madame Pizzuti, as some of us like to call her.
Yes.
Yes. That was quite lovely indeed. If the rest of the day is as charming as that was, as we were getting our radio program assembled here, we are off to a great start. Let's set the table for you here today. Obviously, we are T-minus just over 5 hours away from the resumption, the next installment of the greatest rivalry. I mean, is it really the greatest rivalry? Yeah.
At one point, it was.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it was the greatest rivalry in all of sports, and then it was at least the greatest rivalry in baseball. And now I don't even know exactly what the state of Boston versus New York, Red Sox versus Yankees is. However, this is a big series, obviously, for the Yankees. Yeah, this kid drinking an Aaron Judge Prime just gave me a stink eye walking by the studio. Wow.
Not the energy we need today.
That's not. No. I mean, he's going to be difficult enough to deal with this weekend as well. This is a big series for the Yankees. It's a huge series for your Red Sox because, of course, they are winners of their last two series. Big win. They won two games in a row against the Tampa Rays. Waka Bula getting the win the other night. And, of course, the youth movement, Mego, is underway. So there is much more energy, excitement, and fanticipation here at the ballpark and, of course, in Red Sox Nation as well. We'll also talk some football on the program today. Mike Giatti, a little Giatti patty at 3:30 today, calling in from the Boston Sports Journal with his thoughts. Of course, you were down at Gillette Stadium for Mike Vrabel's minicamp 2025. So I know you've got a lot of fresh perspective on what took place down at the old football stadium this week as well. And because it is Friday the 13th, we'll talk some horror movies with our resident birthday boy, Stanley.
Happy
Stids
birthday, Stanley.
Thank you. Appreciate
Come
it.
Come on now.
The big 2-1. The big 2-1. That's right.
Plus, so you're going to have your first beer tonight,
Stids. That's right. Looking forward to it. Hey, get that out of the camera.
Please. Is the big 2-1 the size of the first Sam Summer that you're going to put away at 6:01 tonight?
Oh, you're damn right. Thank you, boys. I walked into a great birthday treat. I appreciate it.
What was that? Just a pack of Newports and some scratch tickets?
And a couple 12-packs.
It'll
be a fun weekend.
Yeah. So we'll talk some horror movies with the birthday boy, Stiz, who's back at our beautiful, safe Brighton studios on Leo and Birmingham. And because Sunday is Father's Day as well, we will be paying tribute to great fictional sports dads of all kinds, all throughout the program today as well. And Mego came walking in with a burning hot sports argumentative question. You know what, actually? I actually want to get into it right now. Before we start every show on a Friday, folks, we start with one of my favorite segments. It's a Fitzy and Hart staple that we've been doing for years, wherever we happen to be on the day part. Now, of course, here we are in the afternoon.
You know Andy was on vacation?
What?
That's crazy.
Wait, Andy's on vacation?
I know. I walked in today. I'm like, what do you mean? He didn't talk about that at all.
Yesterday? Or the day before? Or the day before that? Or the day before that?
News to me.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, he probably is now feet up in the white sand of St. Lucia, having a grand old time, definitely not listening to the show. So, Nana Nana, you stink, Andy. Andy will be away for the next week and a half as well. Ted is currently on vacation as well with the family getting ready for Father's Day down south. So, I hope you guys are well, but we have a hell of a crew here. And before we get into who won the week, Mego's got such a great question. We used to do this on the Rich Keefe Show Wednesday nights. We'd call the bit, Can I Get a Ruling, where people would present their most awkward. You did Meg-splaining on a previous iteration of the afternoon show. The awkward engagements, questions, and like I like to say, argumentative questions or inquiries are brought to the table, and we all try to give a ruling or help you understand it. So Mego came in with a great question. So before we get to who won the week, I turn the floor over to you, Miss Adelini.
Okay, this is going to get me in trouble in my personal life, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Perfect.
Those are the best bits.
I adore my sister-in-law.
Okay.
And she got recently a Jaren Duran jersey, and she's very excited
nice.
About it.
Wait, which one? Red, City red. Connect, green?
Yeah,
okay.
Red. She wanted the special green ones, but I guess they didn't have it in women's or in a small yet. But anyway, she got it. Very expensive, authentic jersey. She wears it to the game the other night, and mm-hmm. after the game, she and another friend, and they're both 30 years old, waited in the autograph line mm-hmm. to get the jersey autographed by Jaren Duran. He was doing autographs, so yep. she waited in the autograph line. She got the autograph, got pictures, everything that she wanted. But while she was in line, a 14-year-old next to her said, "You are too old to be in the autograph line." So, well, first of all, we're going to give her endless crap about this going forward. I have a question.
Yes.
Is 30 too old to be seeking autographs from professional athletes? And does it matter that she's a 30-year-old woman who is much above average in the prettiness department?
Okay.
Does her pretty privilege work in the favor of Jaren Duran walking down, signing a bunch of 8-year-old, 14-year-old? Oh, all right. Like, she's a beautiful adult woman.
She's a looka, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that matter at all in it? Is it more?
I think that factors into her favor, yes.
Is there a
one.
Level of patheticness here?
No,
or should she just take advantage of the pretty privilege and tell this 14-year-old to F off?
You were making a lot of eye contact when you said level of patheticness, and I was just going to completely embrace that, Mega.
Did it feel
that's
personal?
Fine. It did.
Okay.
No. But no shots fired. No strays caught. I think that's a great question, regardless of the fact that she is an attractive, comely young lady, if you will, or if she's just, you know, some dude who's just always wanted to get like the final autograph to complete his set or whatever. I feel like it's not an age cutoff. I feel like it's a life cutoff.
What does that mean?
Like if you look like an aged Steve Bartman and you're like in line with like your satin jacket and you got a program and a base stack of cards, and it just sort of looks like, well, I need this autograph. This is going to be.
So what you're saying is it's a creepy factor.
I think it's a creepy factor over an age factor. I don't, unless, Dan, what do you think? Is there a particular age cutoff? Should it be like once you're college age, like once you're visibly not a kid anymore, should you not be allowed
to get an
autograph?
Is it like trick or treating? Where by the time that you're out of middle school,
you
should not be trick or treating.
When college kids come to my doorstep, or kids or like young adults, and they're just like laughing and they're all hopped up on gummies and they're like trick or treat, and I'm like, go buy your own candy, losers.
This is what you get for living in Connecticut.
Yeah, I trust me, I get a lot for living in Connecticut. But I've had the same happen to me in Brooklyn, in Newton, and many places that I've lived. But it's especially bad down in the southern part of New England.
Have you ever paid rent that was under $1,000?
Brooklyn, not even when I split a place. Yes, once.
Connecticut?
Once in this dump I used to live in three blocks south of Wall Street that actually turned out to be an illegal tenement and it burned to the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was great. It was five floors above.
The beginning of gangs in New York?
Five floors above an Irish bar. It was it was incredible.
That was made for you.
It was literally just
made for me. Oh, my God.
The happiest place ever. age cutoff. Stanley, what do you think?
I don't know, because I got to be honest, I'd probably still ask for an autograph.
You're 40.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm a big memorabilia guy, so I like that type of stuff.
Are you actually 40 today?
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke.
No, because he's perpetually going to look 25, right?
God bless.
That's right.
I know.
Yeah. It was all the drugs.
Do you smoke menthols? What's going on? Like, what's keeping you young?
It was all the drugs.
It was all the drugs. Okay. These are the lessons that we're imparting for young
people.
No, audience.
Maybe we shouldn't. I mean, the kinds of drugs that you and I use, Mega, are like retinol and other things, so that, you know, collagen and whatever to look nice.
Is it worse bringing your glove to the game or waiting, not just like, oh, you happen upon an athlete in a bar or something and you ask for an autograph there and you pretend like it's for your kid, but it's actually for you. Is it worse to stand in the autograph line and wait for the autograph and fawn over the athlete?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I think the latter. Like bringing your glove. Well, if you're the infamous Zach Hempel. Now, for anyone who doesn't know his name,
that guy sucks.
He is the definition of that guy sucks. In 2011, when I was working for MLB, we were doing weekly profiles sponsored by Sprint of different fans all across the country. We had to go do a profile on him, and I thought at first, like, wow, this guy catches foul balls and has amassed this amazing MLB collection. He's going to be a fun person to meet. 2 minutes into the interview, I was like, this guy sucks.
Oh, he sucks even to talk to, not just to watch, push kids out of the way to get the home run ball.
Shoves kids out of the way. That's what he does for a living, Mego. He literally jumps up over kids, needy adults, senior citizens, and catches foul balls, and he has thousands, and that's all this human being, this particular super loser, cares about.
And I think he's caught one from every park.
I think he has caught one.
I feel like the attitude he comes into is like, I have just as much of a right to be standing here as that 10-year-old did. What are you talking to me about?
But bringing a glove to a game, like, I love bringing the glove because that teaches my kids, like, okay, always be on the lookout. Maybe a foul ball will come our way. That's the ultimate souvenir that
I thought you were pretending like this was a safety exercise. Always be ready, kids.
No, it's certain. I've been to minor league ballparks where there's no netting up. Have you ever seen one of those balls come flying at you, a ripping line drive?
You were able to get out of bed the next morning? Oh, my God. Heroes wear capes.
My husband makes me go to lots of Sea Dog games.
Some of them do. I know. The Sea Dogs is always a great take as well. Bringing a glove to a game, not as bad as being like over 30 and asking for an autograph.
If you have pretty privilege, it's fine.
Pretty privilege?
Yeah. I think if you have pretty privilege, if you're a pretty still young woman and you're waiting in line, it's like not a bad look. But props to the 14-year-old for calling her out. I absolutely love that.
I love the balls on these kids. The same kids that go to card shows and now show up and like barter with these guys like, oh, I got this, you know, Jason Tatum autographed mono prism, you know, Panini card. It's 1 of 10. And the guy's like, yeah, I'll give you 500.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was like, shut up, old man. I'll take 1500 or not. Like, these kids today, the brass on them, it's incredible.
Have you ever asked for an autograph? I don't think I've ever asked for an autograph in my entire life. Maybe from like Goofy at Disney World when I was 8.
No, I've taken photos with people, but never an autograph.
Oh, jeez. Sick brag.
No. Sometimes there are a few people I would like to have photos with. But like,
I've asked for an autograph.
Have you?
Who did you ask for an autograph? Was it an athlete or?
Yes, I got this ridiculous Red Sox pull, but when I maybe 10 years old, I got an autograph from Javier Lopez.
Okay.
Wow.
He was running off the field, Javier, and then you throw him the ball, he signs it, throws it back, whatever else. So I don't know if it's worth the baseball it's printed on, but it's still back
Javier
home at Suffield.
Lopez. Yeah. I'm very curious what the people listening have to say. Of course, you can call in anytime, the same number for the text line, as well as our phone lines here at WEEI and the WEEI Afternoon Show, 617-779-7937. If you want to talk Sox Yanks, if you want to talk about age limits for asking for autographs or how creepy it is to bring a glove to the ballpark, if you want to wish Stiz happy birthday, like these
can't believe he's 40.
Like these Yankee fans walking by outside. Hey, yo, hey.
That guy's got his glove.
That guy's wearing a glove as a hat. I love this guy. What's
up,
buddy?
He's like 45.
That guy's got almost as many tattoos as home runs Aaron Judge has this season. If you, whatever it is you want to talk about, this is a free form, flip it all type of Friday. Sox Yanks excitement is in the air. Let's go right now to our friend Kevin, who's in the car and wants to talk about the Yankees. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Great. How are you? So that kid giving you the evil eye with the prime there, how old do you think that guy was?
I want to say 8.
Okay. Well, guess what? I mean, you got to think about it. This guy's pre-gaming this thing with his Aaron Judge prime. I think this is the greatest rivalry in sports. You know, as a Yankees fan living in Massachusetts, I got a ton of crap. You know, and you know what? The
Good
only way
you.
To wear it is how that kid is doing it. I mean, shout out to that kid.
Listen, Kevin, I lived, obviously, brag, in New York City for a long time. And as a Boston sports fan, Sox fan, especially Pats fan, all the crap I used to get, being yelled at in bars, being outside of a bar in Midtown when Wakefield gave up the home run to Aaron Boone in 2003. Like, I wore my sadness and my pride and my team and all the crap I got as a badge of honor. So good for you for representing for the Yanks in Boston.
I did it too. 2004 came when I was, about that young kid's age. And let's just say I got it from it. You know, everybody. But I'll give you this. Yeah. Roman Anthony, he's a stud. I go to the WooSox all the time. I got nephews out in Worcester. We go. I'll tell you one. He is probably the third hitter on your team right now, instantly. So scary stuff out of him.
Awesome. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call, man. Good for him not backing down from a challenge and being a Yankees fan in the great land of Massholia.
So it appears that he was born into it. I was born into it versus he moved his
way. Oh, just like Hunter Dobbins.
You merely adopted.
Or so we were led to believe.
Good Lord, I'm sorry because I haven't gotten to talk about that. That's the most embarrassing look of the week.
Hunter Dobbins?
Yes.
He would be your loser of the week in
Boston.
We
will get momentarily to who won the week. However, your loser of the week has to be Hunter Dobbins' dad. He will not be making the list of the best sports dads in the 5 o'clock hour on today's show.
I feel so bad for everybody involved in that except for the dad.
I think he literally made up everything, like a tall tale. Like, I rode my blue ox over to
how do you
meet my
not
friend
go,
Andy Pettit.
I got to ask. Like, how do you not ask at some point, like, hey, Pop, can I see a photo of you in the uniform now that I'm going to be a member of the Red Sox? Maybe that'd be like a cool thing to do a side by side. Like, could I see some evidence that you ever did this? Like, I bet there was a piece of him that kind of knew, but he loves his dad so much he just doesn't want to question it.
Yeah, that's what. That's like, literally
just dad being dad.
It's deference.
That's what Hunter Dobbins said. He's like, I don't know. I'm not gonna fact check my.
Oh my
dad.
God, I fact check my parents all the time.
I had to fact check. My dad was a tall tale teller, a serial liar, and a compulsive gambler. I had to fact check everything.
My dad told us for 20 years that we were related to Yogi Berra. He told me that he was our second cousin, that he was my grandfather's cousin. And I walked around and I told people that. And I found out, like, after I graduated from college, my mom goes, your dad just thinks his dad looks like Yogi Berra. And I was like, what? Do you know how many people I've told this stupid thing as like, hey, what's a fun fact about you? I'm second cousins with Yogi Berra. Like, I would use that all the time as an icebreaker. Come to find out, it's just something my dad completely made up.
That's outstanding.
So yes, fact check your parents. By the time you're able to like see your parents as actual people, this is to the younger people in the audience. God bless you if your parents are still with you. Fact check the hell out of them. Because they're big liars. They're big liars.
They're huge liars. My dad was one of the 250,000 people that said he was one of the 10,000 people there that day on the final Ted Williams game, where in his final at bat, he hit a home run and then just ran the bases, ran straight into the dugout, and was never to be seen in a uniform on field again. Like, that's just one of those things where there's no way 500,000 people were at a game where there were only 10,000 people at Fenway. And that was just one of the many different sports myths he told me. I'm going to tell some more tall tales about my dad in my three-point stance in tribute to Father's Day coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Man, phones are jammed with people that want to talk about creepy autographs and the age cutoff. Mega always brings the the best engagement level questions. I love it when you do stuff like this. This is where we're at. It's just that kind of Friday, folks. So enjoy the sunshine, enjoy all the actual sports talk, and enjoy the paraphernalia therein. Like our pal Brian and Bill Ricca, who says he has the proper age cutoff. Brian, line two. How are you, pal?
Hey, guys. I'm just going to tap into the autograph bylaws here as written by me. I don't think that there's a specific age cutoff. However, you just can't be asking someone who is younger than you. So if you're a Red Sox fan who's like 35 plus, you better hope Aroldis Chapman's sticking around the park.
So there cannot be a significant age difference between you, the autograph requestee,
they have
and
to
the
be
autograph
younger.
Giver. Yes.
They have to be younger, not just
check IDs before you do this.
Age difference. Yeah. You got to know.
No, like, so I, at age 51, I can't ask Roman Anthony for his autograph.
No.
That's creepy.
No, and I think I was just reading Shaughnessy today that Jaren Duran is about to turn 29 this summer.
I know, that's sneaking
so
right up on you.
My sister-in-law is older than Jaren Duran, so she has to return the autographed jersey, I believe, now.
Wow.
If that's what the bylaws are, that's what it dictates.
Brian, I think that's close enough, right? 30 asking for an autograph from 29, plus she's a fetching young lass?
Yeah. I mean, if you were born in the same year, you're clear.
Okay. Say, but if you're born in the same year, then you are clear.
Thank you, Dr.
Our new
Seuss.
Byline. Thank you, Brian. Take care, man. Enjoy your weekend. One more real quick, and then we'll go to break. We'll get our winners of the week in the next segment as we begin our preview of Red Sox, Yankees, and the great rivalry over Father's Day weekend. Tom's in the truck. Tom, how are you?
I'm good. You?
Good. What's up, my guy?
I agree with the last caller. If you're younger, if you've been waiting your whole life to meet someone that you idol, it's okay to ask for their autograph. If it's someone that just came on the scene and you're older than them, then I think it's inappropriate. So I'm with the last guy. I got Macho Man and Arn Anderson's autograph right before Macho Man passed. It was awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Getting Macho Man's autograph, like, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that call. Like, I'm not going to ask Tom Brady for his autograph. I've still never physically met Tom Brady. I might ask for a photograph with Tom Brady, most especially if my children were around.
Why do you think a photograph is different?
That's a great question. I don't know. Like, hey, look, I met this person. Here's my proof of life with him, or proof of engagement. I don't know. Why is an autograph less creepy than
itself? Especially now in the land of deep fakes. Like, you could just deep fake a picture and people probably wouldn't second guess it, especially with you.
No,
like,
the
you
selfie,
meet a lot of people.
The selfie is the new autograph.
Did you just drop some knowledge on us, birthday boy?
Well, that is 100%. Like, the selfie is the new
one. Dude, you should be. You're 40 years old. Contribute something.
Been around the block long enough. You should see him on the inside. He's 400. All right, Stiz, if the selfie is the new autograph, I love that it took us the first break to stumble upon this, but this is good radio.
When is the break?
I don't know. We'll get to this. If you could get a photograph, with any one person, Stiz, who would it be?
Eminem. And also, I'm calling shenanigans on you would not ask Tom Brady for an autograph. You are
lying. I would
lying.
Not. Why
you
do I want an autograph?
You lying liar face.
I'm not gonna have him like autograph my forearm and then go get it tattooed. No
that's,
way.
That's a great idea, actually.
Actually, that would be fun.
Yeah, that
I was
going to
get a tattoo.
Awesome.
It would be that, probably.
That's a great. Do people do that? Do they
absolutely.
Get an
all the time.
Tattoo?
Yeah. My buddy Neil went to a Willie Nelson concert, met him afterwards. They ripped a joint together, had Willie Nelson autograph his forearm. He went immediately to the tattoo parlor at like 2 in the morning and had it tattooed.
I've never heard of that. That's
people
cool.
do that all
I
the
like
time.
I like that. I like that.
I also feel like if you were getting, if you were having a one-on-one interaction with, let's just say you and Tom Brady, considering that the Brady-Belichick regime meant so much to you professionally and personally.
Yes.
If you're waiting in line with a bunch of kids, like the story you told, that's one thing. But if you're having a one-on-one, like, hey, I have some kind of access to this individual that maybe other people don't have and you're not waiting in a line, I feel like that's a little bit more acceptable because there isn't exactly a public display of I'm waiting here.
I have a great idea
and I want
for your
you to,
show.
And I want you to hold on to it until the other side may go, because as they like to say in the biz, we are up against it. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number and your two-way text line to get in touch with Mego, with Dan Ball, with the birthday boy, Stiz Grammy, and Nick Stevens, your old pal Fitzy, here on the WEEI Afternoon Show. When we come back, we will get to our now slightly delayed winners of the week, as well as begin our preview of Red Sox versus Yankees. Not even sneaky, a legitimately huge series for the home nine, and Garrett Crochet. Is he the right guy to have on the bump for the Sox going against the evil empire?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.